How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today is actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.
It's chilly in here today.
Just hear those sleigh bells.
I tell you what, I'm going to have to get a new one of these boom arm things.
I thought you ordered one.
I thought that was a new one.
No, it's not new.
It's been nice and stiff for you, knock on wood.
Yeah, I thought you'd order. You said you were going to the last time, I think.
Yeah, I was thinking about it. You'll know when I get one, because you'll walk in one day and you'll be like, this doesn't look the same.
Look at you screwing around with your phone.
Kim, you know well that it takes me a while to get ready.
Get situated.
What do you mean? You don't ever get situated. He does it all the time.
Well, quit your whining.
Hi, I've missed you guys.
You know, I never thought I was a very easygoing person, but compared to you two, I go quite with the flow, as long as it's pre-planned and organized, and I know every detail about it.
Right.
I hear you.
Josh hates nothing more than when I'm like, oh, hey, by the way, I forgot to tell you.
I still...
What is it?
I do the same thing every time you do that.
That's why I stopped going. Whenever he invites me somewhere, I don't go, because you get... One chance. I gave him two since he's my brother, but two chances to leave me with egg on my face, and then I'm done. Bless his heart. One time he texts me, just come swim at one of his friend's house in the middle of summer. It was a hot day, so I put my shorty swim trunks on and my tank top and my big old hat, walk into his friend's house. Nobody has on swim trunks. Nobody's swimming. The owners of the house look at me like I'm just a greedy bastard. Like, oh, this MF-er just came over here to use. I'm like, I don't even want to swim. I just wanted to sunbathe like a lizard.
You are a lizard.
After that, I'm like, nope, can't go over there anymore. I've been humiliated. And that's what it's like to have anxiety.
Well, sometimes, you know, you just plan on doing a little pool party or get together, but then you get all together and you're like, you know.
Yeah, we don't really want to get in.
Yeah, it's a little windy or... You know, we'll start playing some
not
games.
Not a soul. Not even, didn't have, no sign of swimming. I'm sitting there, you know, thin little tank top, my little pink shorts. I even brought my big old sun hat.
I thought that's just how you normally dress, Josh. Like, that's how you go
out.
That's
how I played it off. Oh, I was just out in the yard working, and I wear these because they dry quick when you get sweaty. You'll notice I haven't been over to their house since that because I was so humiliated.
Oh, boy. I'm sure they didn't think a thing about it.
No.
I don't care what people think. I care what I think.
It didn't even stick out my mind, so I don't even remember when that happened.
I know. See, we don't choose what traumatizes.
Right. So, Josh, yesterday, and I know that now that I just mentioned this, you're going to be
like, Friday.
Well, why wasn't I invited?
And Kim went Black Friday shopping and didn't invite me?
No, we didn't.
I knew you went Friday shopping. And okay.
In his defense.
I didn't get an invite. The fun one.
Emily and I had planned on going. Emily and I had planned on going shopping. And he asked me what I was doing, you know, if we were going shopping on Black Friday. I said, yeah, Emily and I are going to go. He says, okay, I'm going to go with you. Okay, I don't care.
I didn't get mad. I just was like, oh, they probably thought about it and then was like, he ain't going to go, which I wouldn't have. I don't leave the house on Black Friday.
We went to Hamilton Town Center. Oh. I don't think I'll ever go back there.
It's fun to people watch. I have gone out with friends.
I almost ended up in a fight over a damn parking space.
Oh, my gosh.
Good. Emily
thought that the lady was going to get out of the car.
Yeah, she thought that lady was going to get out of the car and tell me what for.
She was afraid to get out because the lady stopped and, parked.
Well, she gave me a gesture as she was driving by. Uh-huh. Did you see her?
Well, she probably also thought that you were mean mugging her because that's probably just how you look.
Well, no, she was sitting. Okay, so here, this is what happened. So
before she says that, though, I have to tell you, I had not been to a mall in years, and this was an outdoor shopping mall.
It's depressing.
And it is not depressing. It was so busy. There were no parking spots.
Oh, wow.
The entire parking lot
was
full.
It was Black Friday.
Black Friday is the only time malls are. Have you been to the one in Muncie?
No.
No.
You know the Daleville Mall, how it's like thrift shops and people selling expired cereal and old shampoos out of boxes and stuff.
Yeah.
That's pretty much what the majority of the stores are now. It's like, I'm like, I used to work here.
Emily and I were both talking about it yesterday that Black Friday just is not like Black Friday used to be.
I fought an old woman over a sewing machine once.
We used to be so excited for Thanksgiving Day because Thanksgiving morning, I would always run to the gas station to get a paper, you know, so that we would have all of the ads for all of the stores. We would have our Thanksgiving meal and, you know, visit with family. And then we would all sit down and pass around those ads and everybody would make their make their list on where we were going to go and what we wanted to get there. I mean, there was one year, Gary's nephews, all three of them stayed with us on Thanksgiving night. And they said they wanted to stay. And I'm like, okay, well, we're going Black Friday shopping in the morning. Well, the two youngest one, Emily and Kendrick, they were the youngest ones. They weren't allowed to go because they were too young. So every place we went, I would put the three kids in line, Amber, Caleb, and Maya. I'd put them in front of me, and I'd say, this is what you're going after, and show them a picture of what they were going after. This is what you're going after.
You do what you have to do to get this.
Yeah, this is what you're going after. This is what you're going after. I'm going after this. That year, I got every single thing on my list because I had four people, three other people to go.
You have to divide and conquer.
Right. You have to if you want to get the sales that they advertised, which the last few years I've never been.
Here's a ticket. Wait in a nice order. I'm like, no, I want to fight.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I got a knife.
I feel like Kim's story was like, it reminded me of watching The Hunger Games, except Kim's like,
that's exactly
now I'm volunteering you all for tribute today.
That's right.
Now,
you are all expendable.
Only one of you will survive. Better all bring back my items. Fight to the death.
Mm-hmm. That same year, we all took a blanket and a pillow, and we left at like a ridiculous 2 o'clock in the morning or something like that. And we went and covered up and kind of dozed in and out in the mall parking lot, waiting for the mall to open. We had so much fun that trip.
There used to always be long line outside of Best Buy.
Oh, yeah.
Like the night before.
When I worked at the mall, I worked there for three Black Fridays, and the people would try to fight me as I got there to go into the mall to go to work. Because they're having to wait outside in line, but I'm able, the security guard would open the door for me. Why is he gonna get in? But every year I worked there, someone crashed into a telephone, some kind of transformer or something every single year, and the whole mall lost power.
Oh my gosh.
Every year. And I always worked cash register because I was real quick at it. And we couldn't do it. We just had a store full of people. And our ad was always buy something, get something 50% off, no matter what it was. And so we were very busy. And I just stood on that counter. I was like, nobody leave.
It does feel like an episode of Heist.
It does.
You know, like we're going to shut this time off exactly at 12:03. And you just run out the mall at that moment because all the metal
Ocean's
detectors
11.
And stuff were. Yeah.
Yeah. The last couple of years, I'm just like, I don't even see it's just not like it used to be. It's not near as fun as what it used to be.
But also, you also have to think that all the children are older. And so the items that you would be going to buy aren't going to be the same. If you had
if you went to Best Buy, it would probably be.
Well, I don't even know that it's like that there because so many people buy online.
Oh, yeah. Cyber Monday.
You know, Cyber Monday. And you can do Black Friday shopping on Black Friday. and do it online, and there's just not the people out like there used to be.
My favorite Black Friday, it was unplanned. Like, we had Thanksgiving at grandma's. I was probably like 12, I think, 12 or 13. Little tiny tyke. But grandma had woke up early and she was making coffee, and I used to wake up at like the crack of dawn when we were kids. And she was getting her coat on and she was like, go get dressed. And we, you know, were real quiet, didn't want to wake the house. And we went to Anderson and went to that Hilltop Cafe by the hospital and had breakfast. And then we went to Elder Berman because they were having a sale on rings and jewelry. And grandma, she wanted that discount plus her niece, who we were just talking about upstairs, worked there, so she got an additional discount. And grandma got all kinds of rings that year.
I bet she did. Yeah,
she always loved to go into Elder Beer.
I definitely miss those days. We talked about it quite a bit yesterday.
Before I left for college, I was living at my uncle's house, and I was working at the movie theater in Muncie. And at the time, both the movie theaters in Muncie, the Showplace 7, which is not there anymore, and then Showplace 12 was also operated by the same general manager, whose name was also Shane. No confusion, I'm sure.
See, that's the one that was out by...
The old one.
The old Walmart. Or,
by North
the
Walmart.
North Walmart. Okay, yeah.
That's the furniture store now.
Yeah.
Is that a furniture store?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
So anyway, because Black Fridays were so big back then, at some point in time, somehow Best Buy asked the general manager if they could use some of the barriers. Like, you know, like if you
oh yeah.
Yeah, like
stay in line.
Yeah. Right. So they borrowed the Showplace 7's barriers, and then somehow it was forgotten about and they just kept them. So if you go into Best Buy now and you see some barriers, because, like, you know, the pickup line and all those things have those barriers now. Those were all old AMC theaters.
That's funny.
And you can tell when you look at it that they're movie theater barriers. And some of them will even say, like, Showplace 7. Yeah.
Yeah, that Black Friday with grandma was one of the reasons when she was trying to wrap her head around me being gay. I'm like, grandma, don't tell me you didn't know. What other 12-year-old teenage boy willingly is like, do you want to go jewelry shopping with grandma? I sure do. Yes.
Something pretty and shiny. Ew. Something else I really miss is back then, this was like 07, 08, they still had midnight showings of movies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, because, you know, that the company would say, okay, you know, this movie can only be released on Friday.
Right. Mm-hmm. And so then they released it at midnight.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So then on Thursday night, you would just go wait. And so, like, I remember the Twilight movies were huge for that. Yeah. Harry Potter.
Because there weren't any Lord kids of the Rings. At those, my favorite.
Yeah. Well, and I don't think they were allowed to be. Like, you had to be over a certain age in order to get them. But I absolutely loved them. Like, just, oh, it was so nice. And then one of the cool things is, like, from working there is you were able to go to any AMC theater for free. So I always watched them for free. I'd work up until that point, and then I'd go in, take a seat. It was so nice.
Is the closest AMC at Castleton now?
Maybe.
You have one in Muncie.
I don't think that's an AMC.
Showplace
12. Yes, it is. Showplace 12. That's an AMC. That's the one I worked at.
Yeah. The one in Marion.
For some reason,
sucks.
I thought they changed hands. I didn't think it was an AMC.
Well, it used to be, when I first started working there, it was Carasotas or Carasotes.
Oh.
But then AMC bought them out. But that was, Kim, I swear to God, that was like 2007.
I remember when that was a corn.
It's like, oh yeah, they must have just recently changed hands.
No.
Almost 20 years ago,
like
Kim.
Neither one of you. I don't like either one of you. And I have to say, I don't like these headphones. I sound really weird in them.
Kim, there's
sounds
no way
normal
that we
to
can
me.
Yeah, we can't change how you sound.
No, I'm just used to my headphones missing.
Word. It's about time you get a negative review on your voice. Shane's been told
no.
It sounds
kidding.
Robot and Buffalo Bill. Mm-hmm. I sound like the brother from 2 and a Half Men, which I don't see at all.
Was that in that thing too? I didn't
know. He's talking
about
separate
instances. I don't forget.
I was going to say, I don't remember seeing that in that.
Yeah, that review, it cracked me up because it specifically was talking about a Foul Play episode.
Right.
It was the series that's currently releasing on Casey Anthony. And they were like, I don't like Shane's voice. First of all, it sounds robotic. Second off, he started out the series as, unless you've been living under a rock, you wouldn't have heard about this.
And, some of us have lives.
Right. And I was thinking,
if you watch the news, you're going to know it.
Yeah.
Especially and who with doesn't, as long at as least, it's been around.
Who at least doesn't know about it hearing the name?
It sounded like a review of like when I read it, I was like, this sounds like someone that knows him, but just I doesn't know. Like him. Like,
that's how I always feel.
Personable. A normal person, yeah. Somebody, I feel like, wouldn't
take the so time personal. To do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, no, I always feel the same when it gets personal like that. And it was so funny to me because I made that Facebook post on my Facebook about that rock must have shifted from them being under it to shimmering.
I dropped my scissors.
Are you going to be okay, Kim?
No, I dropped my scissors.
But anyway, that rock went from being on top of them to somehow making it up their bum. I don't know how that happened.
Oh. I know how.
But no, sometimes reviews like really bother me. Like I'm just, you know, oh my gosh, like I don't even know you, but you're
I don't
talking
read
horribly
them,
like that.
Because nothing makes me lose faith in humanity faster than reading the comments on things.
Oh, yeah.
Like this morning, that singer Elle King, she posted a picture of her like son. Like he looked like maybe 5 or less, and he has long hair. And just the comment, that looks like a girl. You need a, I'm like, oh, good God, she's posting
your child?
A
no.
Lovely picture. Look at my son smile, doing the rocker hands with Santa Claus. How cute. Just for people to, it makes you lose faith in humanity.
Well, they have no life and they just sit there right. And it's like, yeah, oh, you know why? I just want to give my opinion that literally no one cares about.
Right.
Was that on Facebook?
Yeah, of course.
Facebook has become this hole of just negativity. I absolutely cannot stand it. But then, like, because, you know, Twitter was taken over by an egotistical maniac.
I got rid
so
of
I deleted
that.
I deleted my ex.
I can't. I have too many.
You have too many exes,
too many fond videos saved on there. Don't come looking
that's
for
gonna
me.
That's going to be what X turns you. Into. It'll be XXX.
I mean, it pretty much is just.
Oh, I'm sure.
Like, all the most of the people on it anymore are just like.
Yeah.
Gay men who are like, all my videos are on there since they took off Tumblr.
Right.
I'd just like to know why Elon Musk thought that he needed to be friends with everybody on there, because it showed that he, you know, that we were friends. I didn't put you on my face or on
I blocked him.
You know, I did too, but I still got stuff that he had posted.
When you own it, he just overpowers all of it.
Well,
I mean, that's just
and that's
part
why
of
I
his
got
personality,
rid of it.
Isn't it?
What person?
Everything's about him. And right. He'll do what he wants.
Yeah, that's exactly why I got rid of it. I thought, I did not ask you to be my friend. I don't want to see all of your political BS.
Well, all of Goodbye. The recommended things, they're either political, like, not just normal political, like, America is dying, mm-hmm. God can save us type of political, or they're like really aggressive fight videos.
Mm-hmm.
Like the other day, I was watching this video of a daddy and, well, two daddies going at it. And when it was over, you know, the next video comes right off and it was, man tries to drown wife in a fountain and gets the crap beat out of him. And I'm like, this is extremely violent. Like, it was a very violent fight. And I'm like, why is this being recommended to me?
That's weird.
I'm just looking at two daddies in love.
I'm sure that it's just people paying.
Oh, yeah.
You know, to have views or whatever.
I just, if it wasn't for the X videos.
Instagram just needs to step up their game and give people what they want.
I know. They're so, I follow so many men on there and they'll be like, had to get a new profile. Twitter deleted the old one because I was putting too risky. You could see the outline of it.
Oh, my gosh.
Lord.
So if you're joining us on Patreon by video today, you'll see that Josh has put up some of our Christmas lights. Yes. And it's so pretty.
We got two little trees.
Yeah.
And Kim is working on yet a different project.
She got a granny squares.
Yeah, I'm making stockings.
Oh, yeah.
For my girls at work out of granny squares. So I put my other projects down until
I've seen those on Pinterest.
Done.
They're really
so
cute.
Yeah.
Well, today we are also celebrating our Thanksgiving together.
Yes.
After this.
I'm very excited.
After our Unmasked episode, we're going to go take a break and eat our Thanksgiving meal together. Maybe our last meal, if this is Kim's last year alive.
A 10-pound lasagna, and I made some fresh-baked focaccia bread.
Did you bring anything for us, Josh? Is that just all for you?
Well, I made you a pumpkin pie. I've got sugar cream pie.
It does look good.
Caesar salad. Got to have some kind of vegetable.
Ooh, yes.
Even though I probably won't eat it.
No, I don't like Caesar salad.
I will.
Oh, I do. I love Caesar.
I only like regular.
As long as I don't think about the anchovies in the dressing, I can eat it.
Oh, there's anchovies in the dressing?
Oh, yeah.
That's probably more of why I don't like it. Kim, why don't you just keep making noise?
Hey, I need
to get
We're
trying to record over here.
I need to get scissors. Can't cut nothing if I don't wear my
scissors. She loves to scissor.
I know.
No, please.
So, guys, you know how I like to give my weekly annoyances. And so I wanted to give some of mine for Thanksgiving themed. Because, you know, it's our Thanksgiving today. My first annoyance is from the Thanksgiving meal that I had the other day. So I went to this Thanksgiving dinner, you know, but there were family, friends there, everything. But I learned something. When I walked into the room, I noticed it was all white people.
Mm-hmm.
And then later when we started eating, there's no flavor, there's no seasoning.
Salt and pepper.
They didn't even put salt on it. Who are these monsters?
Uh-huh.
I had to load it up on salt and pepper, which was the only sauces and seasoning they had. It was so bland. How can you have the mashed potatoes taste exactly like the chicken noodles? It all just tasted
the same. What I always think about that, I'm like, throughout the whole history of all of our ancestors and everything, nobody used not even garlic powder until I was born.
Yeah.
Like, no parsley, no Cajun seasoning, no Lowry's, no nothing. Just salt, pepper, bacon grease.
Hmm.
I'm like, how'd they live?
Yeah.
Not very long.
Not with that bacon grease.
Ridiculous.
They used to call it fancy. I'm like, it's flavor.
Right. But then now if you add too much salt or pepper, it's
spicy.
My gosh, that's too spicy for me.
I just want to get out.
Yeah.
I mean, I like Cajun. What is it? Popeyes, our favorite breakfast place.
Yes, yeah.
They have Cajun fries that are so
good. Oh, yeah.
Now, my second annoyance to deal with Thanksgiving is when you go to these little get-togethers and then there's those moments of just awkward conversations.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just thinking, won't we just play some music and no one have to talk to each other? You know, like I was sitting around a big table and there was people all around. And instead of just eating, which is what I wanted to do, there was one person at the table who evidently did not like to eat in silence. And instead of just playing music on his phone, which is what I would have done if I didn't like to eat in silence.
Talking with a mouthful.
He just starts asking people questions. So what have you been doing lately? Trying to eat.
I'm busy.
I'll answer you when I'm done eating.
I mean, and he was literally going down the line. And
Talk to me later.
I'm like, I hope he skips me.
He did not, did he?
He didn't.
I'd ignore it.
But I just gave him a couple words, and I'm like, oh, look, I'm not here to make friends.
See, that's where I would stuff in and be like, oh, just sucking dick and not getting their names. You know how it goes. And end of questioning for me.
And then everyone just sits in awkward silence.
That's how you get them to quit damn talking.
That would be funny.
There's always a method to my madness.
No, I think the third annoyance, and again, I cannot bang this hammer enough. We're using AI wrong because after these Thanksgiving meals, you have all these dirty dishes. And we got to just do all the cleaning up and all these things. But again, we don't have an AI device that can just do it for us.
Mm-hmm.
But if you want to write a book.
I don't know.
You can do that. You just, I don't know, can't get it to clean your dishes for you.
AI ain't always bad. I got a AI image of Henry Cavill where he's bigger and beefier and I couldn't be happier.
Is that the one that you put on Patreon the other day?
No, that was just some random guy. Henry Cavill, he's my wallpaper. He is the best looking man. He played Superman.
I mean,
he kind of looks like James Dean.
I ain't mad about
he's,
it.
He's up like the new James Dean. Mm. There's like a petition to make him be the new James Dean. And I'm like, yes, I'll watch him do anything. I've got a video saved on my thing in an interview. He has a dog named Cal, named after a Superman character. And
I was going to say cow. What? Yeah. Why?
K-A-L, I think.
Oh.
Cow.
Cow.
Yeah.
Cow.
But in the, he has him sit next to him, and he's, you know, being a good dog during it. And he goes, good boy. Good boy.
Oh, my
I have
gosh.
That saved, and sometimes I just play it on repeat for myself. Good boy. You good boy.
Anytime Josh lays on his bed, he has an automatic thing that says, good boy.
That's my white noise machine. Just Henry Cavill's repeat, good boy.
Good boy. Good boy.
He's a good boy.
Ridiculous. I am Henry. You've lost your mind.
I think I got us saved. The plans that we made, walking in a winter wonderland. Somewhere. I got a lot of videos.
How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today is actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.
I can't believe we're actually sitting here waiting for him.
I know, y'all feeling the noise, the Lord.
All right, well, while you're trying to find that,
I found it.
Oh, okay, go ahead. You put up on your mic.
Good boy. Good boy. Good boy.
Just put that on repeat.
Good boy.
All the validation I need.
Oh my God.
Good boy.
Too much.
I want to change Kim's ringtone in her phone whenever I call to good boy.
Oh, no, you did that to me once. Every time I plugged it in.
Yeah, and I recorded my voice going, oh, yeah.
Oh, it took me forever to figure out how to get rid of it.
It was every time it plugged in, it was an automated. Yeah, that's exactly what it was.
I was very thankful that I never plugged it in public anywhere until I figured it out.
Bless you.
Yeah, it was so good. All right, so if you guys remember, I created a new segment called Barbara's Flapdoodle Fest.
Oh, yeah.
So I brought some new words because I just love learning new words.
Okay.
All right, and I also wrote because, you know, I learned things as we tried them out on the show, and so I also wrote a sentence for each so that we can have
a good
understanding.
Because I could never figure them out.
Well, and I can never figure out how to pronounce them because they're all just weird words. All right, so the first word is brouhaha.
Brouhaha.
Brouhaha. And the sentence is, the sudden announcement of a surprise celebrity guest caused a huge brouhaha.
Yeah, and don't make a brouhaha about it.
Yeah, it's excitement.
It's a noisy, overexcited reaction. All right.
Me when I see Henry Cavill.
Good boy. All right, so the second one is ragamuffin.
Yeah, an unkempt
type
of a person that's typically a child in ragged, dirty clothes.
A ragamuffin.
He's just a little ragamuffin.
Ragamuffin.
Sounds a little racist, though. I know it. I mean, it might be, you know, right. Some of these old words, you know.
Yeah,
it sounds like to me that it's like people who have a little bit of money and they're like, oh, he's a little ragamuffin.
I think of like those old timey clowns with like the patches on their pants and like kind of drunk and jumping on a train to travel.
Yeah. Red Skeleton.
I have no idea what
that sounds like a villain.
Red Skeleton. Is that a movie?
You guys don't know who Red Skeleton is.
Is it a person?
I am just a young naive thing, Kim.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
I recognize the name.
I have lost.
I know what a red skeleton would look like.
That just reminded me, because you're old, Kim, and you had that turkey drop video you was telling us about.
Oh, yes.
It is an actual thing in Alaska.
What?
Some of the people who live, you know, too far away from towns, they get snowed in this time of year. And I saw a video yesterday where I think it was a small plane, but they actually drop frozen turkeys off at these people. And in the video, it was flying over the house and like, and then just pick up a frozen turkey and drop it. And I had a whole plane full of them.
So for you youngins out there that have no clue on what we're talking about, go onto YouTube and Google WKRP in Cincinnati, turkey drop. Funniest thing you'll ever see.
I saw someone had it on a shirt.
It was mine.
Okay.
Yeah, I bought a shirt that said First Annual WKRP in Cincinnati. Turkey drop.
Do they still do it?
It was a comedy skit.
It was a comedy skit.
Oh, okay.
I mean, think of a helicopter dropping a whole bunch of frozen turkeys onto a crowd.
No, they were live.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I forgot I watched it.
Yeah, they decided that Thanksgiving one year they were going to do a turkey drop and... They were throwing turkeys out of this plane and
crushing the turkey.
And the news anchor guy, his name was Les Nessman. He was a funny little guy, little round glasses. And he's kept going on, oh, the humanity. I didn't know that turkeys couldn't fly.
They can glide. They should be able. They would have been able
what
to
city
glide
was that?
Down.
Cincinnati.
Cincinnati.
WKRP in Cincinnati.
And when she was telling me about it, I thought it was real. And I was like, what is it with Cincinnati and dropping first the balloons?
That's
now
Cleveland. Another
it's
city
Ohio's
in Ohio.
Fault for naming all three of their major cities with a C.
That's
Columbus. Yeah. All right. So the third word is Gadzooks. Probably pronounced
Gadzooks.
Gadzooks. Yes. Yeah. Yeah, and that's it's exclamation of surprise or annoyance.
That's the past version of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Gazooks.
Now, the next one is hobbledehoy.
Hobbledehoy?
Hoppity-hoy, yeah.
Never heard of that.
I have, but I'm not sure what it means.
During the school dance, every hoppity-hoy felt like they were stepping on eggshells. It's an awkward young person.
Okay.
Which, you know, prom is exactly made for those awkward young
I did not go.
Couple of hoys. All right. So my fifth one is Tarudiddle. Tarudiddle.
Tarudiddle?
He told a Tarudiddle about why he was late, but everyone knew he just overslept.
A tall tale.
A pretty little lie. A Tarudiddle. Tarudiddle.
I never heard that one.
Yeah, it's fun, isn't it, though? All right, and my last one is a bibble.
A bibble?
Yeah, a bibble. The children bibbled and gobbled their snacks during the movie, much to the annoyance of the other people.
Loudly.
To eat and drink noisily.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I hate that.
Yeah, I know. It's absolutely freaking
Nothing
annoying.
Makes me madder than people who eat like...
Yes, those mouth eaters.
The old lady in me, I feel like Downton Abbey.
Yes.
You uncultured swine.
So last weekend, we decided that we were going to meet my brother and sister, and we were going to go see Wicket. And Shane didn't get to go because the mystery machine ended up getting hit, and he spent most of the day with Abby. So just me and my brother, or my sister and my brother-in-law, we went, and it was so I want to go see it again.
And in the unmasked episode, I will talk more about that.
Okay.
Have you seen Wicked
yet? No, I've not seen it yet because I was supposed to go with them.
Oh.
But I'm hoping, fingers crossed, I will see it soon.
If I go and see it in theaters and somebody starts singing, I'm going to go dump my soda on them.
Isn't it like a musical, though?
It is.
For Ariana Grande and Cynthia to sing to us, I'm not paying to hear some... ratchety old theater queen.
Well, don't go with Kim. You know she'd be in
I
there
was
singing.
Not singing.
You won't sing a single
They're
thing.
Gonna have a sing-along version in theaters around Christmas.
Are they really?
People are welcome to sing along, but I am not here to hear some theater
I'm sorry,
dropout.
I might have to go to that.
Josh is like, I didn't pay $12 to come hear everyone else sing. I'm
here screeching. To be fair, there was only two of the songs that I knew anyway, but
I don't know any of them.
Yeah, Josh doesn't. We went and saw it.
Yeah, in the theater.
It was so good. Like in the actual.
Oh, the play.
Yeah, the play, the musical. It was so good. Oh, I'd go see it again.
I would too. And it's going to be in Indianapolis.
And the oldest brother from Bridgerton is in it.
Well, the one lady, I can't remember what her name is. She was the original when Broadway first opened it.
Christian Chenoweth. And, starts with an I, I feel like. Mm-hmm. She played like Frozen.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. So, guys, I want to talk about my mystery today.
Okay.
Are you ready for it?
I guess so.
All right. So, I was surfing through Spotify, and I saw that there is a comment, like people can comment on episodes.
Oh, God.
And I didn't know that.
I didn't know it either until here recently. And so, I started looking at some of these comments, and they are very kind to us on Spotify.
That's really? Very surprising. Yeah.
I'm going to have to look them up.
Hello.
I can see
like every episode, it lets you comment. So I was going through, and there was a listener who said they were joining from Russia.
Oh,
and I was like, that is so cool. Wow. And then my first thought is whenever we hear from a listener from another country or from a different cultural background even, I always think, have we made fun of that here recently?
Right.
Will they get upset? Mm-hmm. So this
no
is just,
tea, no shade. We're just goofing.
This is just a blanket statement for everyone. We like to joke around. Mm-hmm. It's an equal hate opportunity show. Yeah, so we just joke about every nationality.
Everybody pick on myself. I'm a queer slut, honey.
There you go.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I saw that she was from Russia. I thought, for some reason, I think it's a she. It
Let's
may
not
be
assume
he,
gender, Shane, at 2024.
Hey, now.
They
were from Russia. Which kind of surprised me. I was like, oh, Russia's letting people.
I'm surprised we're listen right. to the people able to be in the played US. In there.
Right. Yeah. Especially because Josh has done some rotten episodes.
See, it makes me, I felt the same way when we found out, you know, when we got a postcard from the Ukraine. And it just.
It's Ukraine.
Yeah. Yes, I know. I'm a Hoosier.
She's at that age where she's like, I'm going to go to the Meijer.
It's a Midwestern
the Walmart.
Thing.
Yeah. I'm from Indiana
they
and
say
I'm old. Leave
put
me
an
alone.
S on everything.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
All right. So before I get into my mystery, because this was a comment that I saw from this Russian listener. I just have to give everyone a quick heads up. I'm going to try navigating all of these names, but my tongue...
Russian's a difficult... For
it
the,
is.
The American tongue.
Well, American English is difficult for this American's tongue. But I will use my tongue and I will attempt to do the acrobatics that's required in order to pronounce these things.
Okay.
But I'm not trained for it, so I just want to make sure everyone's clear. If I happen to twist a word or two into a new shape or accidentally summon a creature that we're not expecting.
He used to call our Aunt Missy Aunt Pissy, so give him
Josh, I had a slur. That is making fun of someone with a disability, and I resent you for that.
Oh, whatever.
I am a minority. You will obey. All right.
Like, he doesn't have a lisp.
What are you talking about, Kim? I have a lisp. What do you mean lisp?
Side note, you remember that one time that I mentioned that there was that listener who like wrote that little review about Shane's lisp? And I was like, I never realized I had a lisp, but I swear to God, every time I listen to our episode, I can hear my lisp.
I had no idea until someone told me.
Yeah.
No
idea.
Okay. There's no big secret that my oldest sister and I don't really get along real well. And I never realized how much I sound like her and pronounce things like her until I started editing our episodes. And I'm like, oh my God, I sound exactly like my sister. It's
poor
ridiculous.
Lady. All right, guys. So in this episode, I'm going to dive deep into the Slavic mythology in order to explore two of its most mysterious figures, the forest spirit Leshy and the household guardian, Domovoy.
Are you not reading the review from the Russian listener?
It wasn't a review. It was just a comment.
Okay.
It wasn't. It wasn't a review. They had just said they listened to one of the episodes where we had talked about some folklore, and they were like, you guys should look at this. It's two different ones, the Leshy and the Domovoy.
Yeah, I covered Leshy.
Okay, good. So then...
on here.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, I don't remember it either.
I don't remember it. But I will go through what I found, and then you can compare it to what you remember.
Oh, honey, I don't remember.
Good. So Josh will learn about
it. He's a mossy man with horns who you can find in the woods, and I couldn't find him no matter how hard I looked.
But what I did was I explained Leshy, and then I also explained the other one. And I believe that one's pronounced as Domovoy. But of course, this is this is the English version of the actual term.
Put some phlegm in your throat and say it right.
I can do accents.
I can't say the words, but I can sound like
all my accents start to sound German. Okay, so guys, I'm going to begin by giving just a little bit of background on Slavic mythology.
They're all cold.
They're cold and bitter and mad. So this is an ancient belief system of Eastern European cultures, such as Russia, Ukraine, Poland, and the Balkans. Now, it's rooted in this word called animalism, or no, that's nice. No, it's not animalism. That sounds like they're just eating animals. You
know, people do. I was thinking.
Now, it's rooted in animism. Mm-hmm. That sounds right. This is the belief of objects, places, and creatures that all possess a distinct spiritual essence, which is a cool belief.
Yeah, a lot of cultures have that.
Yeah. And this is a natural worship method. And this mythology features a pantheon of deities and spirits that all embody that circle of natural elements and human experiences because of those elements. Now, the first focus is the Leshy, which Josh mentions he had covered. I don't remember this, but I believe him. He doesn't remember it, but he remembers the word Leshy.
I remember making the AI art for the...
Oh, yeah, that's true. So the Leshy is it's a very complex spirit known as the guardian of the forest. The Leshy is a protector of the forest and all of its creatures. It embodies the untamed aspects of nature, and it serves as a guardian of all wildlife. It's often depicted as a tall man with green hair and a beard of vines. The Leshy can alter its size and shape, even transforming into animals and plants. His eyes may glow, which reflect as sort of supernatural essence that people talk about. Now, tales of the Leshy often describe the Leshy leading travelers astray as punishment for disrespecting nature.
Don't pollute.
Causing them to become lost in the woods. It kind of reminds me of that movie. It's a little animated movie of, what is that? The Lorax.
Oh.
It kind of reminds me of The Lorax. Just like it's a bearded man and
protecting the forest. Oh, yeah. I've never seen the movie, but the little orange fella.
It's a cute movie.
It's a cute little movie. You know, it's protecting the trees.
I stopped watching Dr. Seuss after that live-action Cat in the Hat. That freaked me out. He was freaky.
Well, that was a good one.
Oh, he freaked me. I don't know that I ever watched it. Scary looking.
I'll have to watch it. So in some stories of the Leshy, those who honor the forest and often respect and offer respect to the Leshy receive his guidance and protection while you're in the wildlife.
I keep trying, but he don't show himself to me.
A bearded man. That sounds great.
Like that movie
great.
Superstar. I make out with the trees and everything.
So people would perform rituals or leave offerings like bread, salt, or kasha, which is a type of porridge made from grains.
I leave mints. When I walk in the woods, I always bring a mint for the fairies and the gnomes.
There you go.
Just a little offering.
So they will leave these things at the forest's edge in order to appease Leshy. So travelers might wear their clothes inside out or even carry protective herbs to ward off the tricks.
Mm-hmm.
So the Leshy represents the awe and respect that humans have for nature's power. His story serves as a reminder to treat the environment with reverence and caution, or else.
He's our version of Smokey and the Bear, but only
that's so true.
If you didn't put out your forest fire, Smokey would maul you to death.
Right, yeah. So next we have the Domovoy, the benevolent household spirit integral. That's at the center of Slavic domestic life.
That's English, too. Right.
So the Domovoy is considered the spirit of an ancestor, often the founder of the household. He watches over the family, ensuring their well-being and prosperity. It's depicted as a small, bearded old man, resembling the head of the household. The Domovoy may also take the form of a cat or a dog.
Kind of like a Norwegian tomtenese.
Oh, sure.
Gnomes.
I believe you. Oh, okay. Yeah, both of them kind of reminds me of gnomes because they're both supposed to be like bearded men, but then the less you're supposed to have like greenish hair or something.
Mm-hmm. He's punk.
Yeah. Okay, so the Domovoy, he typically resides near what they call the hearth, and that's the floor of a fireplace. Mm-hmm. Or you can find him under the threshold, which is the strip of wood or stone that forms the bottom of your doorway, through the threshold.
Yeah.
So stories of the Domovoy highlight its role in safeguarding the home from evil spirits and misfortune. The Domovoy may even forewarn of impending danger through sounds or appearances, prompting that family to take precautions. Families maintain a good relationship with the Domovoy by keeping the house clean, speaking kindly, and leaving offerings like bread or milk.
Cream and honey.
When moving to a new home, rituals are performed to invite the Domovoy to come along. The Domovoy embodies the values of family unity, respect for ancestors, and the sanctity of the home.
Said sanity.
No, well, kinda.
He long gone from our house.
So when I compare both of these two entities, I notice some similarities. They both serve as guardians, the Leshy of the forest and the Domovoy of the home. They both require respect and proper treatments from other humans. And if not, prepare for some backlash. But they do have some differences. So the differences between them is that the Leshy represents the wild and unpredictable aspects of nature, while the Domovoy symbolizes domestic harmony within the home.
Mm.
Their interactions with human differ as well. The Leshy can be mischievous, which, you know, just a little naughty or troublesome in some ways.
He won't kill you, but if you, you know, make a mess of the forest, he'll make you get lost.
Yeah. But there are also some stories that if you make him real mad, you can be put into some dangerous situations.
Yeah.
You know,
I heard a story more recently on a sleep story thing I listened to about he would like come take children.
Mm.
Boom, boom, boom. Kind of like Krampus.
So if you don't like your children, just go into the woods and make them mad.
I think that's just what they used to do. I don't know. Leshy came and took my kids.
I haven't seen them in years.
Sent them off in the woods to hunt apples. It's December.
Whereas the Domovoy is generally described as benevolent.
Yeah.
So it's just a lot different in the way that they're described.
It sounds similar to, there are a lot of current beliefs among like people who practice witchcraft, spirituality, whatever, about the spirit of one's home, where they believe that every house has its own, not like, you know, it was alive at one point, mm-hmm. and blah, 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 just that there is an energy in our homes and, you know, doing things like keeping it clean and, you know, you can even talk to it. I've seen videos of practicing witches who will communicate with their house spirit, mm. and it just helps, you know. I like the idea of it like, oh, you know, it's here to protect you like your home is, to keep you warm, and if you're nice to your house spirit, the more protective and safe your home will be.
Well, I think that that's a good point, because I think anytime you go to your own home, there's just this sense of, oh,
yeah,
I'm back in my safe environment. So, and then at least I do, like if my environment is messy, unclean, cluttered, whatever it is, I just feel this uneasiness, mm-hmm. you know, but when it's nice and clean, you just feel like, oh, I can relax now because I don't have a worry.
Got my candle lit.
Yeah, it smells good in here. So I also found that both of these are depicted in a lot of drawings and writings. So, for example, in The Witcher, you will find the Leshy, which is, do you know, you've seen The Witcher, right?
Of course, Henry Cavill's in it, and of course I've seen it. I ain't watching the new ones because they recast him with one of the Hemsworth brothers,
right?
The young one.
So the Leshy is in The Witcher. However,
he's bad.
So, yeah, I found this thread where people from Russia who are very familiar with the Domovoy and the Leshy, you know, they saw The Witcher and they had some problems with how it was depicted. So, of course, in the show and in the game, it's depicted as this wooden creature of the woods. And in nowhere in their mythology does it talk about him being wooden. It's just a spirit of the woods.
Yeah.
So it's just an old man.
He can change shape.
Yeah. However, they depict him as this like tree-looking figure.
It's very scary. He can like infect other people to become leshies by like stabbing them in his tree, like kind of like a parasite. Like turns them into a leshy.
Yeah, so their just general depiction of how he was depicted was they thought that the screenwriters probably took things too literally as him being a wood spirit, as him being made from wood. And they're like, you've never been depicted like that.
Right.
But that was just a funny little thing.
I remember that because the guy who turned into the leshy was real attractive. And he has like a steamy scene in the show. I kind of rewound it a few times.
No, not you. You wouldn't do such a thing.
Viking looking.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, you wouldn't do such a thing.
All right. So that's the end of my mystery. However, before we end this episode, I do have a shitfar.
Okay.
And it's been a minute. So if you don't remember what a shitfar is, our grandma used to say that word all the time. And we didn't know what it was.
And save the matches.
Yes. So I created this nice little segment in her honor. So we are going to visit Will Barnes and his friend. Now, one day, Will Barnes and his friend were doing some gardening out in the garden. And this was last year in Cambridge in the UK. Well, one of them started to move some dirt around in the garden, and that's when he found it.
A ring.
He first noticed some cement in the dirt. Well, as he started to clear off some of the cement, some of the dirt to see some more of the cement, he noticed that that cement was pretty big, and so the more dirt they were clearing, the more cement this thing was on the ground.
It's a septic tank, honey.
That's what I'm thinking.
Well, around it, once they cleared off some dirt, they noticed this is a large slab of cement. And so they started clearing around more dirt around the slab, and they realized, oh, this slab can lift up.
Okay.
And it seems like something might be underneath. So when they were able to finally remove it, well, shit far and save the matches, there was a staircase.
What?
And that staircase led into a bunker. It was a bomb shelter bunker from World War II.
Oh, wow.
So there were 8 large steps that led down into it from the back of his little garden. Now, the room at the bottom of the stairs was 6 feet by 8 feet, and it was 6 feet tall.
God, I'd have that filled with farts so fast if I was down there. Get me out of this. I'd rather die.
Now, later on, when it was no longer needed to be used as a shelter, evidently, it's kind of funny that humans do this to me because we all hear about it. And as soon as I read this, I was like, yeah, that tracks. But someone started using it to store old toilets and bricks. So the whole room was just like packed full of toilets, old toilets.
Why?
Be shitting bricks.
Because you're going to have to pay to have them discarded, or you just shove them down into this hole and cover it with dirt.
Kind of like around here, people drive over bridges and throw tires in the river.
Because you have to pay to have them discarded.
Yeah.
So stupid.
They even have signs by the rivers around here. Please don't throw old tires. We will, take them.
We will take them, So because of their finding that, all of the neighbors in the area, of course, are now on the eye. They're on the lookout for similar shelters that could be found in their garden. And in fact, his next door neighbor found a shelter under his patio in the garden.
Wow.
And it has a door that leads to the bunker next door.
Oh, wow. To the toilet bunker?
Nope. Somebody was using that as a
little hanky-panky.
A little hanky-panky to the neighbors.
Kind of like King James.
All right, but
he had a secret tunnel to his male lovers.
I didn't realize that.
When they recently, the past few years, did renovations to one of his, not the main castle, but like, the holiday castle, they found a secret tunnel that went from his chambers to his male lovers' chambers. And that's King James, the one who commissioned the King James version of the Bible. Just so everybody knows.
Are you saying, Josh, that sometimes Christians do not things?
That the Bible we were raised on was commissioned by a man who more queer than I am? Yeah.
That demonizes
and related to people. Kim. He was Mary, Queen of Scots' son and Queen Elizabeth I's nephew.
Oh, very nice. How about that?
So you have gay ancestors, Kimberly.
Not surprised.
Yeah.
That tracks.
She's always been an ally.
Right.
It's in my blood. Yep.
All right. Well, that is the end of our episode. But if you enjoy this episode and you would like to see our pretty little faces, don't forget, if you join Patreon, you can watch the video version of these episodes. And
I've got a full beat on today.
You'll see our pretty little lights and Kim's here. Little we could just turn her camera off.
Little tree. Look at her.
So cute.
Look, Josh is showing everyone around. But that's it for today, and we're going to go ahead and do our Unmasked after this, so I hope that you can come and join us for Unmasked.
Are we getting hungry? Because it'll take about an hour for that lasagna.
Yeah, you'll probably go put that in, and then we'll start our Unmasked episode. Yeah.
Works for me.
Yeah. All right, guys. Well, we will see you over on Unmasked. Bye.
Bye.
How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today's actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.